Hello, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Longtime building contractor O.C. Peterson gave free lessons in seaplane navigation when he moved to Fort Pierce after World War II. He had been a navigator with the U.S. Air Transport Command during the war. The seaplane was moored near the present site of Harbor Isles Condominiums on Fort Pierce's South Beach. Peterson worked in a little concrete block building that was left by the Navy after the war.
I didn't have anything to do with their learning to fly, but I had all to do about showing how to get the right directions and how to get back home.
You were a pilot. Did you also fly seaplanes?
No, I did not fly seaplanes. I'm just a single engine pilot, and that was for recreation. We were in operation for about a little over a year, I believe, when the 49 hurricane came. We flew the airplane to Tampa to save that, and the storm was so bad it blew my block building over. That was the end of the school. But then we had the airplane down at the Fort Pierce Airways just south of the city. The airfield and the hangar and the office building was owned by David Putnam, and you'll find it on an old calendar, a picture of that hangar.
You must have flown in the seaplane.
Oh, yeah. I flew in several. As a matter of fact, I had appendicitis one time in the middle of the Atlantic, and I was in a seaplane with the Navy, and they just piled me on top of a bunch of mail sacks and said, we'll get you in Miami.
Now, were there any special tricks to flying a seaplane?
Just a good eye to judge the water and the hull. The pilot sits a lot higher than he does in a land plane. It really is no different than any other plane. You look out the window, you see the water, except when you land, instead of landing on a runway, you have to judge it so that the water is the same as a runway.
I wonder how much the lessons cost. Do you remember?
I was doing them for free. At the same time, we had Peerless Ice Cream Company. There I got paid for making ice cream. One of the pilots was the manager. His nephew was the route manager, and I made the ice cream with Vince Gettler. It was cream we got from Jacksonville. It was condensed milk, no water. We bought ice cream company that had serviced the underwater demolition team. 110,000 men went through the school on the South Hutchinson Island. We didn't realize it, but the machinery was pretty well worn. It was an ammonia system. It was cooled by salt. So we made popsicles, icicles, creamsicles, ice cream. My boys used to come down after they got out of school and beg for ice cream, and it was always free, of course. We serviced Vero Beach. There were two company stores at that time, Fellsmere Farms, and one on Okeechobee Road was a Grove store. We made all different flavors.
At one point, someone thought Peerless Ice Cream should make French ice cream. It's heavier on the cream and much richer.
Within a month, three drugstores came to us and said, if you make French ice cream, we're going to quit buying from you, because people went to the show and they always came in and ate two dishes. When we served them French, they only ate one. We went back to Peerless ice cream, plain Peerless.
Must have been awfully nice on a hot summer day to have some Peerless ice cream.
We had one driver, Sam Hare. Sometimes I'd have to drive it when Sam was doing something else. I don't think the trucks at that time were air conditioned, but we could have all the ice cream we wanted.
And still get paid.
$50 a week. I even got married on $50 a week.
O.C. Peterson, now 94, married Olive Dame Peterson, a teacher, historian, and author. She died in 2007. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.